Good morning, Audio Boo. I am travelling through what could be the wilderness because I have no clue really where we are. I know we're probably
Lincoln
about
Mass.
We're where, sorry?
Lincoln Mass.
Lincoln Mass, okay. I'm with Adam from Wistia, wistia.com, and I'm on an adult internship. Work that one out. We couldn't find any other word to define it or words to define it, and it just seemed like the most sensible thing to call it. So I stayed over last night at Adam and his lovely wife's house, and we watched American football and debated the whole digital entity, which is American football, in terms of 6 or 7 second spurts of eyeball retina sort of bashing entertainment. Right. I had a good night. Thank you very much for letting me stay in the
No worries. You're very welcome. The wine was fantastic. Wonderful guest.
Thank you very much. And also, walking this morning. Good deal. I enjoyed that. I enjoyed getting out there and having the warm.
A little bit of a bracing temperature, getting the blood flowing.
Yeah, it was good. So, I guess people should know who Adam is.
Well, thanks, Phil. So, I'm your friend now.
Yes, you are. You are. In fact, it's been quite rapid, actually, how that's happened.
Yeah. So I'm one of the principals at Wistia. Wistia.com is where you can find us on the web. Wistia is an online video platform for hosting videos and other content. For business, we have a business angle, so we're purpose-built for commercial use. And that certainly differentiates us from the kinds of things that folks that in your audience might be aware of, like Blip or Vimeo. Or the Rever, I don't know if that's still going, actually. All those things.
Yep.
Right? And so I tend to, my function within the organization is I run sales and marketing. Sales and marketing is actually something we do as a collaboration among the four principals of the company.
Okay.
So I would say chiefly my day-to-day activities are in creating and keeping our customers.
Right.
Right.
So, I mean, we've had quite a few interesting. Some would call them debates, some would call them rants. But you brought out an interesting point about YouTube and delivery, and made me start to think about fine-tuning this whole art of video blogging and making content on the web, and in terms of destination.
Right.
Do you want to talk a little bit
about that? Were talking about the juxtaposition of two, well, let's use two words, broadcasting and narrowcasting.
Right, right.
And one of the things that we have, and this is really since the, YouTube is 5 years old now.
Right? Yes.
In the past 5 years, the general experience, the person on the street's experience with what web video means, is it's free and it's out there. It's sort of like a dispersal of content.
Mm.
And I know you like to use the term ambient.
I do.
And he'll tell you more about that as we go forward. But one of the So that was sort of the first wave of getting on-demand video onto the web. And I'm not talking about streaming events like Live or even subscription things like Netflix and so forth.
Yeah.
Really just talking about content that people are just throwing out there.
Yeah.
And I don't mean to...
No, I get it.
Okay. And so the next phase that I think is represented by what we do and some of the other folks that are our competitors... is aimed more at the content resides where you want the user to come to, as opposed to putting the content to where the user is.
Right.
So we use more of an inbound strategy, an inbound marketing strategy to direct people, to have people be aware of the availability of the content. But it's a second step that they have to take to go to where that content is. Sort of like, I see an ad for the movie, I go to the movie theater.
Yeah.
Same thing here. Instead of the movie being everywhere, I have to make a decision to go. So I want people to come to Wistia.com because that's how we convert viewers to customers.
Right.
As opposed to put videos out and hope that they make a decision to come and investigate us.
Right.
These two things are both valid. They have different purposes. Different goals in many cases, but they see video differently, or each of those workflows, if you think of them as workflows, they view video a little differently. One is sort of the broadcast concept is based around viewing video as a product in and of itself.
Yeah.
Whereas the more of the narrow casting, the inbound marketing strategy, that's very much more useful in a business sense, obviously, mm-hmm. as opposed to a video blogging, so we can get into that
yeah.
more.
Yeah.
It's thinking of the video is more of a one element of a communication between people. You know, it's not a product.
Got it.
It's just an element of the,
yeah.
the message.
Yeah, yeah.
That makes sense.
No, it does. It totally makes sense. And I think the other example that you brought out the other day was about the signage along the
interstate. Oh, yeah, we were talking about...
I think
about,
that was a really good example yeah. of it. I mean, that might demystify
it a little
bit.
All right, so let me tell you... So this is Wall Drug again.
Yeah.
Remember? So
yeah.
Wall Drug is a mom-and-pop, drugstore.
Yeah.
And they're in South Dakota. They're in the middle of nowhere in South Dakota. And they have one interesting aspect of their physical location is that they're located along Interstate 90,
right,
which travels really the breadth of this country
yeah.
from Boston out to Oregon. And they made so the Wall Drug is famous for the billboards that they post all along Route 90 at various intervals that say things like, it's a very simple message, 1200 miles until Wall Drug. 1150 miles until Wall Drug. And if one is driving along Route 90, you cannot possibly go past Wall Drug without stopping.
Right.
Because you've been seeing these signs. It's a very, very simple message, and you're yeah. going, the first time I saw them, I said, what the heck is Wall Drug?
Yeah.
And then, and there's no further details.
Right, it's just that.
It's not saying, oh, it's a great drugstore or anything like that. It's just blah, 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 blah. And you get there and you go off and I went in and bought something. So that, I think, is a great example analogous to how to use the internet for your video, because the experience of stopping at Wall Drug and buying is what people want in many cases.
Right.
That's the reason that they're doing, that they're sending out a message of some sort.
Right.
So the audience is not anyone on an interstate, which is like anyone on YouTube.
Uh-huh.
It's only the people on I-90 that are driving, and it, again, only those people that are going to actually go past Wall Drug.
Right.
So those are the only people who could actually go to Wall Drug.
Yeah.
So,
I think
it's a way of filtering your audience.
I was going to say, those examples that you give me in the last couple of days, that idea of targeted, almost laser focus of how you want your content to be seen and where you want it to be seen, the destination, it keeps on resonating in my head about destination.
Right.
It's going to be really beneficial to the audience.
I think the questions we all have to ask when we're putting content out or messages out is, what do we want people to do? What is the result? It's fine to say I'm a video blogger and
yeah.
I just want this video to be seen, and it's not terribly materially interesting to me
yeah.
To measure it or to be more precise in targeting that message.
That's
it
the,
is a
no,
message
no, no.
to a viewer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, but in many cases, that's the role of business, is to be very precise about their messages and how those messages connect with a specific audience.
Right.
And how to actually invoke, if you will, or engage people so that they do take action, as opposed to becoming part of this sort of passive, almost entertainment experience that people have with the internet.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many people that say, I'm cruising, remember the expression surfing the net?
Yeah.
There wasn't any purpose other than that experience.
Loading pages.
Which is,
yeah.
Right, it's just more of an entertainment. It's more of a fairly passive activity. I'm just watching this stuff. And it's almost like listening to the radio. We
yeah.
talked about that.
It's background.
Example.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
background. It becomes
yeah.
background.
Yeah. Fascinating stuff. Fascinating because it reminds me to refocus that stuff. I think for a while you can do that with the internet. You make content, you play around with it, you get to a certain point and you go, actually, you know, I could probably do something good with this. I could probably, you know,
right.
see
well,
who's actually watching it.
Right, so this is, let's take you. So you've been blogging,
yeah.
You've been a social media maven for 5 years or
yeah.
so?
Yeah.
So you do have a profile.
Yes.
You have a standing in this community. It's a virtual community in part.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously you
yeah.
and I have now met. And like we went to
the Boston Media Makers,
Media Makers
yeah, yeah, yeah.
On Sunday. And so being in person is obviously a big piece of the human experience, and we
yeah.
should always celebrate
yes.
that. But that said, once you have, to a degree, some And let's go back to Wald Drug. They do have a profile in that everybody that has driven Route 90 or I-90 has told other people about it. So Wald Drug now exists in sort of like a popular consciousness.
Yeah, everywhere. Yeah.
Same thing for Phil Campbell. So Phil Campbell, sorry to talk about you.
No, no, it's all right.
So all that effort is not for naught.
No,
or,
no.
Or it's not, we shouldn't trivialize it or minimize it. Because now you can turn that on its head and begin to essentially repurpose that to, like, you're raising money for the Living Arm.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
So that now becomes a driver of how effective that activity. Imagine if you hadn't, if you hadn't done all that stuff for 5 years,
yeah.
How effective could you be? Probably not as effective.
Yeah, I agree with that. Interesting chat on the freeway into the office. It's the Wistia party tonight. I think it's Wistia. Is it Holiday Wistia or WistiaHoliday.eventbrite.com? One of the two. I'll have to check that,
right.
And I'll put this
on. If you go to Eventbrite, you can probably search
for Wistia Holiday Party, which is about 4 o'clock till 8 o'clock tonight.
50 Grove Street in Somerville, Mass.
50 Grove Street, Somerville, Mass.
Davis Square on the Red Line.
Davis Square on the Red Line, if you didn't hear that. It's literally really easy to get to. It took me like 15, 20 minutes from the airport to get to St. Davis Square, so you should be able to find it. That's it. I'll probably do another audio boo around lunchtime. I'm doing some screencasts this morning for Wistia in terms of how you navigate the system from a brand new user. And also, you should have received by now the email for day 7 of the Help to Build the Arm project. And I'll speak to you all in a bit.